As we continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our series of shiurim on Birchas Erusin, there's a fundamental question that's asked by the Rishonim. By all brachas, when we say a bracha, we speak about the Maisa HaMitzvah, Al Hamila, Al Netilas Yadayim, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. But by the Birchas Erusin, which in our previous year we discussed quite extensively, the Nusach HaBracha, we find that there's a very unique Nusach. Particularly, what makes the Nusach unique is that the Maisa HaMitzvah, the Kedushin, which is the mitzvah that we're about to perform, is not mentioned. So, the Rishonim give many explanations to this question. Some explain that the mitzvah of Kedushin, although it's a mitzvah, the Kedushin itself is not the mitzvah. And since it's not the mitzvah, we don't make a bracha on something which is not the ultimate goal. In other words, the ultimate goal is having children. The Kedushin is just a step in towards having children, and therefore we don't make a bracha on this mitzvah. That really, however, point out the Mefarshim, doesn't answer the question. Because yes, we've explained while we don't make a bracha on the Kedushin, because the Kedushin itself is not the ultimate mitzvah, but it still doesn't answer what is this bracha that we're making. So some Rishonim answer that although it isn't the ultimate mitzvah, but of course it's a unique situation where a person, Baruch Hashem, gets married, and therefore Chazal did not want such an important and unique event to go without a bracha, and therefore this was the bracha that they made. So in other words, these Rishonim are learning that the bracha of the Kedushin is for the Kedushin, but it's not the ultimate, since it doesn't really reflect the real mitzvah, they did not use the lashon that would normally be used said by the mitzvah. The Rosh has an entirely different approach. The Rosh's approach is that the mitzvah of Kedushin is, there is no mitzvah in Kedushin. The mitzvah is only to have children. Moreover, the Rosh says, a very bechiddush, if we know that the difference between a wife and a pilegesh is that a wife is someone with whom there is Kedushin, a pilegesh is someone to whom there is no Kedushin. Says the Rosh, if somebody took a Pelegish and had children, as we learned in Masechta Yevamos, you mekayim the mitzvah of Piri Rivia with having a son with a boy and a girl. So he had a boy and a girl. He has no obligation to get married because Kedushin for itself is not a mitzvah, and Piri Rivia he has fulfilled. On the other hand, says the Rosh, if someone marries an older woman, an islandess, who can't have children, so does that mean at that wedding we won't make a bracha because we won't be fulfilling Piri Rivia with this marriage? Of course we will. Says the Rosh, from here we see that the mitzvah of Kedushin, there is no mitzvah of Kedushin. The mitzvah is Piri Rivia. And therefore he says that the bracha is not for the Birchas HaMitzvah. Before we go further, it's not to say, I don't want anyone to make the error of believing that the Rosh is of the opinion that when one gets married, he's not Mekayim a Mitzvah. He certainly is being Mekayim a Mitzvah. Just, it's probably more in the category of a Mitzvah Kiyumis, not a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. Whereas Pir Rivia is a Mitzvah Chiyuvis, Kiddushin is a Mitzvah Kiyumis. Says the Rosh, so what is the bracha? Says the Rosh, the bracha is a Birchas HaShvach. That would be Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Kiddushonu B'mitzvosov, he gave us the mitzvahs and he separated us from the rest of the world. And one of the ways this is evident is the way a Jew gets married. Ask the Rosh, if that's the case, that since Kedushin is only, as we just explained, a mitzvah kiyumis, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, and therefore there is no chiyuv bracha, ask the Rosh, why do we make a bracha on mitzvah shechita? We don't have to eat. We don't have to eat meat for sure. And we're saying that wherever we have a bracha, that we're not, wherever we have a mitzvah that we're not obligated to do, we don't make a bracha, so why do we make a bracha on the Shechita? So the Rosh gives three answers. One answer he gives is, yes, if somebody doesn't want to eat meat, he doesn't have to shecht. But, says the Rosh, if he wants to eat meat, he has to. There's only one way to eat meat, by shechting. However, as we just explained, one could fulfill the mitzvah of Pir Rivia without ever getting married, with a Pilegish. Another answer the Rosh gives, if we look in the Lashon HaTorah, when the Torah speaks about the mitzvah Shechita, the Torah says, V'zavachta mimikorcho mitzoyincha v'achalta b'sharecha. So the Torah uses a Lashon Tzivui. The Torah uses a Lashon that we must do this. So if the Torah itself tells us we must do it, of course, the bracha of Tzivanu is appropriate. And the third teretz the Rosh gives is since when we shecht kabbonis, by shechting kabbonis there is an obligation. So since at that point, at that situation, there's a chiv of a, the word Tzivanu is appropriate, we use the word Tzivanu al shechita in all situations when we're shechting, even when there is no absolute mitzvah. So, to review, and not just to review, but to put the names to it. The Ritva and the Rambam hold that Kiddushin is a Maisa mitzvah. And that's why we look in the Rambam, in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Ishus, Halacha Chaf Gimel, says the Rambam, Kol HaMekadosh Isha, Bein Yedei Atzmai, Bein Yedei Shliach, if somebody is Mekadosh a woman, whether he himself, or through a Shliach, Tzarech Levar Kodem Kedushin, either he or a Shliach has to make a Baruch, Kederech Shavarach Al Kol HaMitzvus. The Rambam is very clear in saying that Kedushin is a Birchas HaMitzvahs, like all Birchas HaMitzvahs, and the point that he uses to prove it, or to say where it's relevant, is just like by all mitzvahs, we know the brach is made over the siyason, before one actually performs the mitzvah. So too by Kedushin, the brach is said before we make the Kedushin, V'achach Mekadosh. We will still in Mitzvah Shem speak about when the bracha is actually made. Now, we could understand a number of points that we made in our previous year. In our previous year, we spoke about the machloikis in the Gemara, and not only is it machloikis in the Gemara, but as we showed, it's machloikis in the Paiskim, Should the Birchas Kedushin be said in the longer version, or should it be said in the shorter version? And we quoted in our previous shiur the opinion of the Rambam, where the Rambam says that we say a much shorter version than the Shulchan Aruch's version. Why? Because the Rambam is saying that Kedushin is a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Since it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, we have a shorter version like by all mitzvahs. That is the opinion of the Ritva and the Rambam. The Ramban holds that Kedushin is a mitzvah, but it's not the same as other mitzvahs. It's only a Hechsher mitzvah, because through the Kedushin, we will ultimately perform the mitzvah of Piriviria. But it's still an opportunity to make a bracha. So in other words, the way the Ramban is learning, even though Kedushin for itself is not a mitzvah, but since the Kedushin is the Hechsher for Piriviria, and it's a unique opportunity, Chazal told us to make a bracha. And then we have the opinion of the Rosh that we just quoted, that Kedushin is not a mitzvah at all. Kedushin is not a mitzvah at all. And the reason we make a bracha by Kedushin is only because it's a birchas hashvach, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praising Him, and speaking about the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael in their opportunity to do mitzvahs, including who we are and how we different are than everybody else. With this approach, we continue in discussing the question that the Rishonim pose, that where do we find that we make a bracha on an Isser? As we quoted the Gemara in our previous year, the Lashon HaBracha, Evitzivanu al Arayus, V'asalanu es HaNesuos. If we only make brachas on a positive, that we're going to do a mitzvah, here we're making a bracha on an Isser. As we just discussed, by Shechita, we make the bracha ala Shechita. We don't make a bracha asalanu, that we're not allowed to eat nevela, that we're not allowed to eat treifa, that we're not allowed to eat eva menachai. The bracha is made ala Shechit. Furthermore, if we think about it, when we make a birchas erisin, so we're making a bracha on the erisin. What does it have to do? Why are we now all of a sudden mentioning that our rayas are also to us? Why are we mentioning the chuppah? Are they chuppah v'kiddushin? The chuppah and kiddushin, we're focused on the erisin. The chuppah creates nesuin. Particularly as we discussed in our shiurim on a regular basis, that in times Chazal, chuppah v'kiddushin weren't done at the same time. So according to the approach of the Rosh, it's very understandable. Because the Rosh says that this bracha is not a birchas hamitzvahs. And therefore, the nusach that's used by birchas hamitzvahs is not the nusach that we would use here, that now we have asking, why are we using such a nusach? But according to the Rambam, that we just said, clearly is of the opinion that the Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaMitzvahs. And the Ramban, who we also quoted, says that it's a sort of type of a Birchas HaMitzvahs. We haven't answered our question. So one part of the question is somewhat answered, because the Rambam says that when we finish the Baruch, we say Baruch Ato Hashem Kadosh Yisrael, but we don't say Ayidei Chuppah V'Kiddushin. Why don't we say Ayidei Chuppah V'Kiddushin? Because indeed, we don't want to mention the chuppah, according to the Rambam, because it's a birchas hamitzvahs on the birchas erisin. So the machlokes, if we say Bekatz Yisrael Ayidei Chuppah V'Kiddushin. Or you don't say Ayidei Chuppah V'Kiddushin is now very understandable. Because according to the Rambam, where it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, and the mitzvah now is the Erisin, we're not going to mention the Chuppah V'Kiddushin, because we're certainly not mentioning Chuppah. I would have to mention Kiddushin already, because we said it at the beginning of the Bracha. Furthermore, in our previous year, we pointed out that there, even according to those, our minig, that we do say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael, Ayidei Chuppah V'Kiddushin, we said that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah have two versions of what the proper bracha is. Do we say Ayidei Chuppah V'Kiddushin with a Vav, or do we say Ayidei Chuppah B'Kiddushin with a Beis? What was the Machlaikas? Now we can understand the Machlaikas. If it's a Birchas HaShvach, where it's being Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael Chuppah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael Kiddushin, all of these things that Klai Yisrael have that the Umas HaOlam do not have. So we say Chuppah V'Kiddushin. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, so we're speaking about this very act. So we say Ayidei Chuppah B'Kiddushin. The Kiddushin is the first step to the mitzvah. And the reason it's mentioned, now we could also explain. Because we're now mentioning the opinion of the Ramban. That the Ramban keeps on asking that the mitzvah is pure rivia. The mitzvah is not being performed as we stand under the chuppah. So why do we say this bracha as we stand under the chuppah? The answer is because it's a step towards it. And that's what we're saying by the Birchas Erisin. Ayidei Chuppah B'Kiddushin. We're standing on the Chuppah. We're standing by the Erisin. And we're pointing out that this is just one step towards the ultimate goal. So now, it's very geschmack. We have now quoted three opinions of the Rishonim what this bracha is. The Rambam's opinion, as we read, is that it's a clear Birchas HaMitzvahs. That's why we say Mekadosh Amo Yisrael, like by every Birchas HaMitzvahs. And we don't want to repeat Ayidei Chuppah V'Kiddushin. According to Ramban, the Nusach would be Chuppah B'Kiddushin. It's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, but as we've pointed out, it's a unique type of Birchas HaMitzvahs. According to the Rosh, it's a Birchas HaShvach. And that's why we say Chuppah V'Kiddushin. The Briskerov, particularly according to the Rambam, that says that this is a Birchas HaMitzvahs, tries to explain, indeed, why do we mention in this bracha the Issa Arayas. So the Rav explains that in the Torah we find two types of Arayas. There are Arayas that are my blood relatives, my mother, my sister, that even if there was no din kiddushin in the Torah, they would be usher to me. But there are arayas that their isser happens because of the kiddushin. An eishes ish, not a woman gets married, so she's usher to everybody else. My wife's relatives, if not for the kiddushin, there would never be these isser erva. And that's why, says the Briskerov, by a Birchas Erisin, we mention V'osalonu es harayis, because Kiddushin is what creates arayis. In other words, the Briskerov is saying that indeed, when we speak about the Kiddushin, when we're making a bracha by the Kiddushin, there is no reason particularly to speak about the Isser arayis. So why are we mentioning this arayis, is explaining the Rav? Because Kiddushin, there's a time that we have to mention it. And since many arayis, not because are created because of Kiddushin, it's the appropriate time to mention it. But that doesn't answer the fundamental question, says the Brisker Rav. Because the fundamental question is, we don't make brachas that represent that something is asr. Why all of a sudden now are we making a bracha because something is asur to us? So he says that by all isurim, the isur and the mitzvah are not connected. Shechita is matter that you could eat an animal that till now you could not have eaten. By Kedushin and the Isser Arayas that emanate from Kedushin, says the Brisker Rav, beautiful Mahalach. If not that there was a mitzvah to get married, if not there was a mitzvah, a period review, we would never have to get married, and all of these Arayas that are Asatas would never become Asatas. The only reason they become Asatas is because we have a mitzvah of getting married. That's why we mentioned V'asalonu as harayis. V'asalonu as harayis, the mitzvah of Kiddushin, is what makes the harayis asr. If I would never have this mitzvah, I would never have the isr harayis. Now that we've established the different approaches of how to look at the Birchus Erusin, many of the halachas that we speak about in getting married in the Erusin become quite clear. The first question is, as we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezra Siman Lamed Daled, Sif Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Mekadesh Isha, whoever is Mekadesh Isha, whether he does the Kedushin himself, whether he does it through a Shliach, Mevarach. Who are Shliach? V'yesh Omer, and the Ramah points out, the Achim Mevarach. The Ramah says that whenever we have a Birchus Erusin, not the Chosin himself should make the Bracha, but someone else should make the Bracha. V'kein Noyagin, and says the Ramah, that is indeed our Minik. So we've established, and we will discuss this, that, and we all know this, that the minig is, it's not the chassan who makes the bracha himself, it's the mesadik kedushin who makes the bracha. The question is, does the chassan, do the chassan and kala have to have intention, have to have kavana, as the mesadik kedushin makes the bracha? If we say that, as the Rambam and the Ramban hold, that Kedushin is a Birchus HaMitzvah, so it's the Chosin who's performing the mitzvah, and therefore he has to have Kavanah. If, however, we hold that Kedushin is a Birchus HaMitzvah, if Kedushin is a Birchus HaMitzvah, a Birchus HaShvach, like the Rosh says, so it's just because now is the time that Chazal, as the Rosh taught us, decided that it's the time to be Meshabeich HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this mitzvah. But we don't have to have Kavana. But the Chosin's Kala Kavana are not absolutely necessary. But now the question is, that if we're going to follow the opinion of the Rambam, so if we follow the opinion of the Rosh, this mitzvah is not particular to the Chosin V'Kala. And since it's not particular to the Chosin V'Kala, the halacha is that anyone can make the bracha. But if the mitzvah, if this is a Birchus HaMitzvah, as the Rambam learns, so why indeed is the bracha made by the Mesadik Kedushin? Why is the bracha not made by the Chosin himself? So some want to say, because the first Erusin that we find in the Torah is the Erusin of Yitzchak and Rivka. And when Yitzchak and Rivka, when who made the bracha there? Eliezer made the bracha. And since, so we see that Birchus Erusin is made not by the Chosin himself, It's made by a shliach. Of course, the question is, there was no option. As we know, Yitzchak wasn't personally there when he got married to Rivka. Eliezer was Mekadosh her. Moreover, so why is this a mitzvah that the person who does it doesn't do it himself, but it's done through a shliach? In fact, we know that the pasuk says that when Eliezer came to the home of Rivka to Besul and Veloven, and they invited him to eat, so Eliezer says, "Le'oichel adashim dibarti, I won't eat until we finish this marriage." Why? So the Kedushas Levi says that since Eliezer was the shliach of Yitzchak, and Yitzchak, so he stood in the place of the chassan. And he says, we know that when a chassan gets married, until the chuppah, he fasts. Eliezer was in the place of Yitzchak, so just like Yitzchak would have had to fast, Eliezer fasted. What's the reason? Because the Pesach can give two reasons why a chassan fasts. One is because it's a time of Mechilas Avonis. So just like on Yom Kippur we fast, so too a chassan is supposed to fast. It's his day of Mechilas Avonis. But the other reason given why a chassan fast is because of Shikras. Chazal were concerned that if the chassan will eat, he won't be of clear mind when he gets married. He won't be of clear mind when he gets married, and therefore the Kedushin will not have been done properly. So now it's very understandable why Eliezer couldn't eat. Eliezer was acting as the shliach of Yitzchak, and he had to make the Kedushin with a clear mind. Since he had to make the Kedushin with a clear mind, he couldn't eat till he said the bracha and did the Kedushin. But we come back to our question. According to the Ramban, that Kedushin is, that the Birchas Eirusin is a Birchas HaMitzvahs, why does the Chassan not make the bracha himself? So, the Beis Shmuel here quotes the Drisha, Kedesh Lo Levayis, Misha Eni Dei Levarach. That since not all Chassanim know how to make the bracha, Chazal were concerned that the Chassan who can't make the bracha and will need somebody to make the bracha will be embarrassed, and therefore, because of that, the Chassan, they instituted that by all weddings, even where the Chassan can make the bracha, which is, of course, the typical case, the Chassan should not make the bracha Kedesh Shloi Levayish. I was thinking, why over here were Chazal particularly concerned for Kedesh Shloi Levayish? And if we think about it, who can't make a bracha? And even if there is a chassan who never can make a bracha, so we'll have somebody stand there and say the bracha with him. Why is there a mitzvah? Why do we look for Masada Kedushin? The answer is, here we're teaching the chassan a very important lesson as he begins his life with his kala. The lesson we're teaching him is Kedesh Shloi Levayis. How concerned Chazal were not to embarrass someone. So as you begin your life with your new wife, remember how important it is Kedesh Shloi Levayis never to make anybody feel bad, particularly your wife. There are, however, Paiskim who say that in many countries the minig was that the chassan did make the bracha. And we could very well understand why the chassan should make the bracha, because it's a birchas hamitzvahs which applies particularly to the chassan. So, as far as the halacha lemaisa is concerned, the Taz paskins that the one that makes the birchas erison does not have to be mitzi the chassan, because it's not a chiv on the chassan, it's a chiv of a birchas hashvach. And so too does the Tfu Shor paskin. The Noid of Yehuda paskins that we have to be concerned for the opinion of the Rambam, and therefore certainly l'chatchila, the halacha is that when a chassan is standing under the chuppah and the Masada Kedushin is making the bracha, the chassan should have a mind to the chassan should have a mind to be yotza. The paiskim do say, however, if we're in a situation where there is no one who can make the bracha besides the chassan, says the steichemed that the chassan should make the bracha. But the steichemed also says that, let's say the person who's getting married, the chassan who's getting married, is also the person who's normally the Masada Kedushin. And since he's normally the Masada Kedushin, he's the one that normally makes the bracha. That isn't a good enough reason that he should make the bracha himself. And if there is someone else who can make the bracha, that other individual should make the bracha, not the chassan himself, kedesh lo levayish, in order not to embarrass someone who doesn't know how to make the bracha.